From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A Senate energy bill that failed to make it through the last Congress will be the starting point for talks in this Congress. Speaking at the Energy and Environmental Symposium, ENR leadership sounded optimistic about the chances for agreement. Both Chairman Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Ranking Minority Member Maria Cantwell of Washington are still committed to finding common ground on as many issues and fixes as possible. A lack of domestic organic feed production is forcing organic livestock producers to source corn and soybeans from foreign markets, which advocates say signals opportunities for more U.S. growers looking to produce higher dollar crops. A recent study from the Organic Trade Association shows that between 2013 and 2016, organic corn experienced an annual growth rate of just over 111%, the highest rate among more than a dozen organic products. Imports of corn, mostly used for organic livestock feed, quadrupled from $36.6 million in 2013 to $160 million in 2016. The U.S. is poised to overtake Russia as the world's largest wheat exporter. U.S. Wheat Associates Stephanie Bryant Erdman says after falling behind Russia 3 years ago, a depreciating dollar relative to the Russian ruble and historically low shipping prices are making American wheat more attractive overseas. U.S. wheat exports are expected to reach 28.2 million metric tons by the end of the year, compared to Russia's 28 million. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.